Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And today, on this Wednesday, later today, we will be gathering as a community for soup supper, followed by small group conversations about our relational covenant. This is actually the second Wednesday we're meeting, working through the five elements of our relational covenant that are based on the word grace. And those of you who worship with us in person can pick up a copy of the relational covenant in the info center. Those of you who are joining us just online, it is or will be attached to our church website if you'd like to take a look. And a relational covenant is an agreement for how we interact with one another. And it's especially useful for how we can relate to one another and interact with each other at times when we disagree or in times of conflict. And so we're reviewing it now during Lent. It's a good time for us to have a period of self-reflection and confession. And so we're reviewing this. And tonight, our conversation, our small groups, will be based on the R. I preached of grace. I preached on this last Wednesday, and each Sunday preaching on one of the letters and then following up with conversations the following Wednesday. And the R of the grace. Well, actually, I'll tell you all five of what all five letters mean. The first is G for gratitude with humility. The R is relationships that are God honoring. The A is accept our differences with respect. The C is called to reconciliation. And the E is encourage one another. So this last Sunday, I preached on relationships that are God honoring. And the text we looked at was the Great Commission from Matthew, or no, not the Great Commission, but the Great Command, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And as we think about relationships that are God-honoring, they are grounded in love, the love we receive from God that we share with one another. And one of the things I've been thinking about since Sunday and in preparation for tonight's gatherings and conversations, we've talked about in our conversations with each other, we certainly don't need to agree on all things or we don't only need to agree really on really our unity in Christ, and all the other things are places where we can agree to disagree but still love and respect one another. And we've talked about that we don't assume the worst in a person based on what they've said. If we disagree with what they have said or we don't like what they have said, we don't assume the worst motives in someone, we try and interact with grace. I'm reminded of Croatian theologian Miroslav Volf, who teaches at Yale Divinity School in Connecticut, where I used to live, not too far from there. And Miroslav, actually having experienced great turmoil in his country, talks about a conflict as a form of engagement. When we think about relationships where one or the other party leaves, there is no longer a relationship there. But if we're in conflict with one another, we're still engaged with one another. And through that conflict can come reconciliation. And so we shouldn't necessarily fear conflict, a difference of opinion, especially if we're praying for reconciliation and not assuming the worst in each other. And that's a concept I continue to reflect on and invite you to do the same, that when we are in conflict, we are still engaged with one another. We haven't given up on that relationship. We are actually still engaged in communication, hopefully, ideally, right? But when we stop all communication, the relationship ceases to exist. But when we are engaged in conflict, there is still the hope of reconciliation, and we are still relating to one another. And through that process, if we're gracious with one another and kind and loving one another, we believe that the power of God's love, even in the midst of that, some of that conflict, can bring healing and reconciliation and wholeness. So something to ponder today. I encourage you to, if you're in the area and available, to join us tonight here at the church at 6:30 as we break into small groups and try to put our relational covenant into practice as we have meaningful conversations together. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me, and I look forward to seeing you in worship and or seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.